deeper than the inner child forsaken. Deeper than the inner child forsaken. Deeper than the inner child forsaken. 'Twas a cold night in December, as I care to remember. September had been strangulated, October mangled and dismembered. Nobody dare mention the senses who sat in to spend November. Distempered by the manner in which all had been found, I braced myself and soldiered on regardless. My armor cheeks blinked as they gaped open and wide, while the blank night sky was broken and bombed and starless. I had come out here to die, and this severe December night appeared to be the most lamentable delightfulness. All blood in my arteries had frozen. Famous last words were most artfully chosen, and my arms were wide open like a Christ as I invited this. Afraid of what I would become, should furthermore I come undone. Fate indicated my race had been run. Felt vindicated in hating the sun. Shadows twitching as above, so below. Sights and sounds faded, forbade me to go. My way, destiny wetless, I see would forego. Shadows crept in as above, so below, and the broken skies that fell about my feet. Seeking the light that had led me here, wasn't about to agree being buried here by self-possessive decree, that there was a threat to be suddenly sheared by fear I obsessed and from death been relieved. Only one trial entertained, one last tribulation to preempt the way. No reasons left to ruminate, the gloomy fate predated was played out many times in my headspace. Regrettably the outcome had perpetually remained the same. Expecting a frosty reception was less than expected of that which came next. Caught me unaware, spat me round on my nexus as I no longer escaped the place stuck to my reflection. A search far and wide for the mirror of me. Now this vision stared right back. Set a far more dashing scene. Leapt out of my bed with not a second's hesitation. Elevated greatly by the majesty of dream. Destiny would not see me forsaken of its theme. For deep within the inner child awakened.